According to the Labor Department, last year's recession is the cause for the gloomy labor market. And even though some areas of the economy have shown signs of improvement in recent months, one field, manufacturing, continues to falter. Companies have sharply curtailed their investment in plants and equipment. In some cases, they're moving their factories out of the country altogether in order to take advantage of lower labor costs. One of the most recent examples is a decision by Black & Decker, a manufacturer of power tools, to close its plant in Easton, Maryland. NPR's Jack Speer reports.
The announcement from Black & Decker that it will pull the plug on its plant came just as many of the plant's 1,300 employees were preparing for the holidays. Rosie Royer is a 47-year-old forklift operator. She sits dejectedly behind the wheel of her pickup truck in a nearby supermarket parking lot. She works at the company's warehouse and has lived in this town on Maryland's eastern shore her entire life. She says for most of that time, Black & Decker was a reassuring presence. But with the company now preparing to leave town, she says she and other workers here face an uncertain future.
It's all I've ever known. It's all I've ever done. Might as well say I spent half my life there. I don't know what I'm going to do. Got a lot of bills to pay. Look for a job or do some training.
The prospects for Royer and many of the other plant employees here aren't good. The jobs paid well. Many make $12 to $15 an hour, some more, and the jobs included benefits. Layoffs at the plant are expected to start in the spring. At a supermarket across from the plant, some shoppers push their carts through the aisles. Catherine Fuchs wears a Black & Decker t-shirt. She says both she and her husband work at the plant. She says she and the employees were devastated when they were told their jobs are going to Mexico.
Well, a lot of people's cried over it because they're losing their jobs. People's been there from, I don't know, 25 to 30 years, people's been there. And it's really sad. That's the only job that some people's had.
Black & Decker says it had no choice but to halt production at its Easton plant. In a brief statement similar to those laid out previously by dozens of other U.S. manufacturing firms, the company blamed its decision to leave on competitive pressure from rivals who have already moved their operations to areas with cheaper labor. Enerben Basu is an economist at nearby Towson University. He says the trend of U.S. companies leaving the country to cut costs is well established.
When American workers can make $18, $19 an hour, but you know, a Chinese worker will make between 35 cents and $1.50 an hour, and a Mexican worker will make between $2 and $2.50 an hour, that's an enormous wage gap. And so it's more than just a cyclical trend.
When Black & Decker does leave Easton, the town will see not only the loss of jobs, but also a major decline in its tax base. The company contributes more than $600,000 a year in taxes, nearly 7% of Easton's annual budget. And it's not just those who work for the company who are concerned. Robert Willey is president of the Easton Town Council. He says the news of the closing is difficult to digest.
I think we've understood for the last two, maybe 3 years, the Black & Decker plant in Easton might be closed down. It was still a shock when we hear the final date as with anything of that nature, but the building was rumored to be closed as 2 to 3 years ago.
Others in the town of Easton also say they are worried about ripple effects. Bud Wood is a local realtor. He says a wide range of businesses will feel the plant closing pretty quickly.
In the old days, they'd say the butcher, the baker, and the candlestick maker. We're talking about haircuts. We're talking about beauty parlors. We're talking about banks. We're talking about shopping centers, bars, restaurants. I think that everybody's going to feel the impact of it.
I'd like to have two slices of mushrooms.
At Rusticana Pizza, just across the street from Black & Decker, it's early evening and business is brisk. Joanne Genova and her husband opened this restaurant 8 years ago. She says it's still too early to know what the closing will mean for her business.
People move out of the area if they need to do that, if they can't find jobs. And so really the extent of it, we're really not going to know until it starts to occur, I think.
With the loss of Black & Decker, however, it's a pretty safe bet many of the people who find themselves out of work will have little choice but to leave town. Towson economist Enerben Basu says that's because those who stay will have trouble matching their old salaries.
There's not a whole lot beyond tourism and services to residents there. And Black & Decker was sort of held up as the most important economic engine in that entire county. That's Talbot County, Maryland. And now it is gone.
Local elected officials have formed a task force to deal with the plant closing. They say they hope to find a tenant to take over the plant before Black & Decker's gone for good. But they admit it's likely to be an uphill fight. Jack Spear, NPR News, in Easton, Maryland.